Now, Lebanon is not the only part of the Middle East where they're shooting today. Palestinian rocket attacks and Israeli airstrikes continue to cross the border with Gaza. We're going to meet a person who's trying to rise above news like that, commentator Saliba Sarsar. He's Palestinian-American, and he says through War and Peace, his family in Jerusalem has maintained a friendship with a Jewish family.
I first met my friend Israel Hadani 40 years ago. A Western-looking young man was moving in next door to our home in the Al-Thori quarter of Jerusalem, a Palestinian neighborhood. I was the only one there to help him carry his belongings. He was a 26-year-old artist, fresh from art school in London. I was an 11-year-old, fresh from experiencing the Six-Day War. I soon learned that Israel was also an Israeli, a Jew, a Yehudi, from across no man's land, from beyond the border. The enemy was now my neighbor. The barbed wire separating East and West Jerusalem was soon dismantled, and so were my fears. Israel introduced me to art and environmental design. His German girlfriend, Brigitte, gave me the love of reading and things European. I was their guide to Palestinian Christian and Muslim culture. We made frequent trips to the Old City and visited holy sites. When Israel and Brigitte were married, my family celebrated with them. When Brigitte gave birth to Noam and Yonatan, I took care of them. Yes, there were occasional stares from Palestinian neighbors who wondered about our close relationship with the Hadanis. Sometimes I had doubts too, especially when Israel and later his sons performed their annual military service. I didn't just worry if they were in harm's way. I worried if they were causing harm to others on my side of the border. In 1987, the Hadanis left Al-Thori for a predominantly Jewish neighborhood. My mother had asked Israel to relocate because of the charged atmosphere in our neighborhood and our region. It was the beginning of the First Intifada. Since then, we have had another Intifada and another war, as well as failed moves towards peace. Today, Israel is a renowned artist. I have put my energies into dialogue and peace-building. The Hadanis and I have had many serious discussions of what Palestinians and Israelis have been going through. Their concern, like that of most Israelis, focuses on security and Israel's survival. My interest is a workable solution that ends the occupation and creates an independent, secure state of Palestine alongside a secure Israel. As Palestinian-Israeli relations hang in the balance, the Hadanis and I pray for a better tomorrow, not only for our own children and grandchildren, but for all Palestinians and Israelis. We agree our future rests not with dispossessing and disempowering the other, but with reclaiming dignity and hope for all. Peace processes are not only made by politicians, but also through relationships like this one.
Saliba Sarsar is professor of political science at Monmouth University in New Jersey.